Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 16 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 16 to 20.
Okay, so let's take a look at some of the work areas that we need volunteers for and the sort of things that would help you in those. You may wish simply to help us raise money. If you have the creativity to come up with an imaginative or novel way of fundraising, we'd be delighted, as standing in the local streets or shops with a collection box can be rather boring. One outdoor activity that we need volunteers for is litter collection. And for this, it's useful if you can walk for long periods, sometimes uphill. Some of our regular collectors are quite elderly, but very active and keen to protect the environment. If you enjoy working with children, we have three vacancies for what are called playmates. These volunteers help children learn about staying healthy through a range of out-of-school activities. You don't need to have children yourself, but it's good if you know something about nutrition and can give clear instructions. If that doesn't appeal to you, maybe you would be interested in helping out at our story club for disabled children, especially if you have done some acting. We put on three performances a year based on books they have read, and we're always looking for support with the theatrical side of this. The last area I'll mention today is first aid. Volunteers who join this group can end up teaching others in vulnerable groups who may be at risk of injury. Initially, though, your priority will be to take in a lot of information and not forget any important steps or details. Right, so does anyone have any questions for me about it?
That is the end of part two. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers to part two. Before you hear the rest of the discussion, you have some time to look at questions 27 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 27 to 30.
We should run through some of the terrible consequences of the eruption experienced in different countries. There's quite a varied range.
Starting with Iceland, where the impact on farming was devastating.
One of the most dramatic things there was the effect on livestock as they grazed in the fields. They were poisoned because they ate vegetation that had been contaminated with fluorine as a result of the volcanic fallout.
That was horrible. In Egypt, the bizarre weather patterns led to a severe drought, and as a result, the Nile didn't flood, which meant the crops all failed.
It's so far from where the eruption happened, and yet the famine there led to more people dying than any other country. It was worse than the plague.
Okay. Then, in the UK, the mortality rate went up a lot, presumably from respiratory illnesses. According to one report, it was about double the usual number and included an unusually high percentage of people under the age of 25.
I think people will be surprised to hear that the weather in the USA was badly affected too. George Washington even makes a note in his diary that they were snowbound until March in Virginia. That was before he became president.
Yes. And there was ice floating down the Mississippi, which was unprecedented.
Oh, astonishing, really. Anyway, what do you think we should include next?
That is the end of part three. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers to part 3.